USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. ABC's Martha Raddatz interviewed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on This Week. He says we're going to look at every way to evacuate Afghanistan.
And that most capable military in the world is going to make sure that that airfield remains secure and safe. We're going to look at every means possible to get American citizens, third country nationals, special immigrant visa applicants into the airfield.
Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. The president faces growing criticism amid a flurry of reports and images of pandemonium and occasional violence outside Kabul airport. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Multiple House Democratic centrists have fielded calls from their caucus's campaign arm that they took as a warning they would be cut off financially if they opposed the party's $3.5 trillion budget framework, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Nearly a dozen members are demanding to first vote on the Senate-passed infrastructure bill. A Colorado black father delivered a stirring speech denouncing critical race theory during a school board meeting last week. Derek Wilburn stole the show and garnered a standing ovation from other parents.
I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
After the rousing monologue, the board members voted to ban critical race theory in the school district. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dullen, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Dan Araki reports on aid efforts in Haiti after last week's earthquake.
Survivors of last week's major earthquake that struck Haiti are still struggling to receive much-needed aid in some of the hardest-hit areas of the island. UNICEF says nearly 10 tons of medicine, water, and hygiene supplies arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Friday, with another 30 tons expected in the coming days. Mercy Corps is one of the many non-governmental agencies working to provide aid in the country. Christy Delafield is on the ground in Haiti with Mercy Corps and tells CBS News about the efforts that group is making to deliver aid to the hardest-hit communities.
So in addition to shelter kits that we are delivering, we are also doing cash assistance so that people can purchase what they need most urgently, which often varies from person to person. You know, someone may need to replace a wheelchair. Someone else may have lost livestock. And it's really important that people be able to purchase what they need. You know, if you don't have a baby, you don't need diapers. And we really believe in the importance of that human dignity and respecting that and giving people the dignity of choice.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Two boys in Texas steered their car a mile to safety after their father was fatally shot while driving on a freeway Friday night, authorities said. Police said the two boys, ages 6 and 8, thought a rock hit their vehicle before seeing their father slump over the steering wheel, local media reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.